Okay, it's 8:30 on the clock. We'll call the order of the Board of Equalization. Announcement of the Open Meeting Act is on the wall on the east side of the room. Have an item here, agenda item to approve or disapprove agenda.
So move.
Second by Myers.
Second by Jurgen or Dorn.
Dorn.
Any discussion?
Vote.
Should go back and do observation by attendance, or attendance by observation. Jurgens, Dorn, Bauman, Hill, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Everybody's present. We voted to approve. Next item on the agenda is to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Jurgens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none. Next, approve or disapprove tax correction slip 10 through 15. Did everybody get a chance to see those?
I'll make a motion. We approve tax correction slips 10 through 15.
Moved by Setzer.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Any discussion?
Lorraine, explain them a little bit, or don't you know what
they are? Max Grauman from Adams, right? He's the Adams banker, right? He called Patty and said that this building was not on this Leonard's property. That, I don't know, Leonard's has never said anything. So he went from a vacant lot of like a value of 250 to over 10,000, but he never said anything. But I think she talked to Roger too.
She talked to me. There's Mr. Leonard's had owned a half a lot, and it's in Philly, and I think his mom owned the other half. But somebody constructed a pole barn, and for a long time it was basically assumed it was on those lots. So when they went to tax sale, found out the pole barn wasn't on those lots. So basically your correction that she's proposing is to take the pole barn, put it on the correct property. And then basically she's going to go back and work out the refunds to the individuals.
Right. Right now I just took the value off Leonard's property. Mm-hmm. We're talking to the state on how we're going to attach it to the other property because there's a homestead exemption involved. And so that probably will be coming later on.
So we're going back from 07 forward to 2012, and it looks probably roughly $250 a year average. So for the record, all the same. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. All right.
I'm up. What am I supposed to say?
It's new in the assessor's office.
We're working to get all our values, you know, set. Patty's still working with Beatrice because they're overvalued right now, and so we're trying to get it lowered and stuff on where we need to lower some of the values and stuff. And so we're dealing with the state on that. I don't know. Patty talked to somebody about the wind generator things. But I wasn't involved in that. She talked to him after assessor's workshop, so I have a little information here, but I don't really know too much about it. What else would you like to know?
Anybody? How much snow we're going to get?
We're going to get 2 inches by tonight, and then we're going to have the wind pick up, and we're going to have probably 8 inches.
I don't know.
I think it's all going to go blow by, and you will be at work by noon tomorrow.
Okay, well, that sounds fine, too.
No, they won't.
Oh, I do want to say thank you. It was kind of nice to have a memo from Dawn saying, you know, to beware and what you were proposing to do. That was kind of nice.
Thank you. visited with the different folks yesterday, so that was kind of the consensus was let's plan this, and if it's sunny and 70, we'll all be here, but if right. not, then at least let people know ahead of time.
Yeah, that was nice. Thanks.
We want cookies on Friday.
Oh, wow. Well.
If you all have the day off to bake cookies. And
well, as long as my power don't go out. I could probably do that, but if my power goes out, I'll be calling Terry. Do you have a generator? No.
Anything else for equalization? No. Seeing none, we'll adjourn the Board of Equalization at 8:35.